All right, so chord tones versus scale tones. We have just done in our little, make it up as you go along, playing scale tones, meaning any of the notes in G major scale sounded good over the chords that we had written in step four. Any of the notes in step one sounded good over the chords in step four, all right? But now, if you look at step five, we're going to make it a little stronger. We're going to make our song a little stronger, the melody a little stronger that we're going to write. We're going to create an actual melody with a little trick called starting the measure with a chord tone. All right, chord tone means when you play a G chord, the actual notes that are in a G chord, like, those are all chord tones. Those are all notes that are in the G major scale melody in step one, but they also are in a G chord. All right, so I'm going to ask you to look carefully at the following. When you look at step number two, harmonized scale, and it has the notes over the key of, or the chord G, and it goes 3-2-0-0-0-3. You see that? All right, under step two, the very first chord that's there. Those are the actual chord tones that compile a G chord, right? For the purposes of the melody that we're going to create, we're only going to use the top four strings. I'm not going to use the lower strings because those sound more like bass notes than they do a melody, all right? So when you look at step five, so this is what I want you to pay attention to. You ready? Look under step five, the first bit of parentheses I wrote, it goes 0-0-0-3-3, all right? If you compare that to the first chord in step two, right, four out of five of those notes are identical to those in the G chord under step two. I'm going to repeat. When you look in step five, first chord, it goes 0-0-0-3-3. When you look in step two, first chord, top four strings only, not the lower two strings, it goes 0-0-0-3. So four out of five of those four notes are the same as the ones I wrote in step five, except there's an extra note at the third fret of the second string. Does this make sense? I want to explain this again because it's hard when you're not in the room. Under step two, not including the fifth and sixth strings, step two, the first chord, it goes 0-0-0-3. And under step five, the first chord, it goes 0-0-0-3-3. So there's one extra note added, and that extra note is on the third fret of the second string. And those are the chord tones of G, all right? How would you know that? Well, I'm telling you that whatever the chord is, any of those notes that are in the chord are a chord tone. In this particular case, you wouldn't know about the extra note that I threw in, but if you compare it to the open fourth string, so the extra note I put in is the second string, third fret, and I put that in because I know that that sounds the same as fourth string open. Can you hear that? That sounds the same, like. All right, so I'm comparing second string, third fret with fourth string open. Can you hear that? That's the same note. All right, so I knew that that was a chord tone, so I put that in there as an extra option for our melodic song here. But the point of the story is, whatever the chord is that you've chosen, any of those notes that you're actually playing for that chord is a chord tone and falls within the melody in step one. This is not easy to explain here, but I hope you're following this. So what we're going to do is we're going to write a melody over our 8-bar section in step four. Right? In step six, we're going to write a melody, but the first note of each bar is going to be a chord tone. All right? So that's what I'm getting at. So I just want to repeat one last time if there's any confusion. Whatever chord you're on, let's say you're on a C chord, right? When you play a C chord, right, any of those notes in, like if you look on the PDF, step two, the fourth chord, it goes 3-2-0-1-0. You know, those are the same notes you play in a C chord, but now we're just separating them out to get you to think about those as melodic notes for the song itself. So let's say in step five, the third chord I wrote is C, and I wrote five notes, right? And if you compare that to step number two, the fourth chord, not including the lowest note on the fifth string, only the top four strings, it would be 2-0-1-0, right? That's step two, chord four, not including the low fifth string, third fret, not including that one. It goes 2-0-1-0. But if you look at step five, the third chord, I wrote 2-0-1-0, all the same stuff, plus I added an extra note on top. Third fret of the first string. Why did I do that? Because I know that that's the same note as open third string. So first string, third fret is the same as open third string. Can you hear that? So I just knew that. You wouldn't necessarily know that that's the case, and so what? You wouldn't be able to use that. You wouldn't know that that extra note is a chord tone, but you could still use the notes in step two on the upper four strings to use as chord tones for your song. This will all come, why we're talking about all this will come true in a minute, okay? So when we actually write our song in step six, you know, you will see how these things come into play.